it weird.
What?
Keep it weird.
Keep it weird. I think you're okay.
I'm okay.
We're at the spider house.
The spider house, which looked like a little house. And we walked into an oasis zen-like garden.
I guess. I call it a zen-like garden. Tracy made fun of me.
It looks like a yard sale.
It does look like a yard sale. Threw up a bunch of rusty old junkyard. Yard sale, sewing up junkyard.
Yeah.
In the swamp. What was that music the guy was talking about? Swamp?
I have no
rock
idea.
Rock or something like that?
Swamp rock, yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Is that like Appalachian, like backwoods stuff? Or
I don't know. Well, that was at the tourist guide downtown Austin actually knew a lot about all the bands and the music, like all the people did.
Yeah.
Like they knew who was on tour and...
They were impressive.
I was really impressed.
He said that Willie sits in with the fiddler sometimes, but not tonight.
I don't know who Willie is. He's on tour.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson?
Yes. He's from Austin. He started Austin City Limits, I think, where they
really?
Had a music show here.
He plays the fiddle?
I'm sure. He's country.
Maybe he just sings or something.
I bet he can play it.
Plays the guitar with him. We'll be back.
That would be sweet.
Banjo, maybe?
Oh, yeah, those banjos were cool.
Yeah. Back in the day.
I probably won't have banjos tonight, though, just fiddles. Fiddles are pretty cool.
That's at the Art something on Lamar.
I don't know. I hope you know, because I didn't write
it down. Some barbecue place called Arts Man, Art Van. but yeah, so we're at Spider House, which is really cool. It's like a deck. Swamp rock. Or swamp something. There's some music style called swamp.
You want me to look it up on Wikipedia?
Yeah, you can look it up. Tracy will Wikipedia-ize it while I tell you a little bit about what's going on here at this place. We realize that the guidebooks are so essential.
Lonely Planet, I tell you.
Lonely Planet. It's funny, even the writing style is very trendy. Yeah. Although the spider house is nothing like the Zen gardens of Kyoto, it's actually not too bad. I like the tree and it has the light. It kind of feels like,
oops.
I don't know if you had a
various
a
decapitated
house back
statues
on the swamps
and bathtubs.
With, like, things pulled up, like all the tables look like they were submerged in the swamp for a long time, pulled up and cleaned up and put out. And they have like that deteriorated art.
Swamp rock, you know. There you go.
Swamp rock.
It's in there.
So swamp
it's
rock is
distinct from roots rock. It's influenced by swamp blues and swamp pop.
Swamp blues.
Oh, Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's swamp rock.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, we're right by the wind
chime. There
you
go. Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner is swamp rock?
I guess that's swamp rock, yeah.
Huh.
Who would have known? Funky, soul bass, twangy, reverb guitar. We don't know enough about music. We just consider it all rock or
yeah, I'm just like,
country.
Tell me where the C&W is.
We keep doing C&W swing, we don't
country,
know.
Country, western swing.
Southern Gothic rock.
Man.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we have like a list of coffee houses. We went to an interesting one yesterday.
Hyacin?
It was like
Hyacin. I can look it up. But
that's the tree hitting the roof of the trailer, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
With the chimes right over
my
right
shoulder. It rained all day. It hasn't started yet.
Yeah, it keeps threatening the rain. Anyways, that place was in the warehouse district downtown Austin. Austin has the Capitol building right in the middle of the hill. And there's a whole bunch of like warehouses that have been converted into
downtown's
different
restaurants. Downtown's pretty cool for a small downtown.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Compared to like Des Moines. Minneapolis. Minneapolis is all right. There wasn't a lot going on though.
Yeah, well, it's a live music capital. I thought it was a lot more country
there's
music.
There's not many chains, which is nice.
Yeah.
Or at least downtown. I'm obviously outside of downtown. They keep everything pretty
Texas is all
local.
Definitely. It's different in the rest of Texas.
It is. That's what we hear. I've only been to Houston.
Yeah. So, well, the Spider Cafe is right outside the University of Texas. Plus the Capitol
UT.
Here. UT. Are they the ones that have the Longhorn?
That's Aggies.
Aggies.
Actually, they all might be Longhorns for all I know.
I don't know. I've seen like little Longhorns on the back of the race trucks
Texas.
And SUVs. So many SUVs, and it was crazy. So.
What?
We're just enjoying some latte. What did you get? Cordova?
I had a Cordova latte, which I have no idea. It didn't taste any different than a regular latte. Supposed to be a Spanish latte. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought they put like cinnamon or something in it, but yeah, well, it was good. It was better than the place yesterday for coffee-wise.
Yeah, the place yesterday was kind of lame. It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was definitely like a warehouse converted into like a cafe, and all the coffee houses serve beer.
They have cool art. Up and
it's definitely a scene.
All the coffee houses serve wine and beer and food.
Everything is wireless except for our hotel.
I know, that was funny. The concierge told us.
Yeah, the hotel's actually been pretty good to us.
They've been good to us. They've given us 2 amenities and they're only supposed to give us 1.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Although we got the same wine twice, but it was alright.
Not bad.
I like the cheese. Wine. The cheese is good.
Cheese,
goat cheese and brie.
And stuff. They come knock on our door and we're like, who's that? We jump up and they have a plate of cheese and things under those glass, like,
I don't know what those are called.
Bowl, the handle that they use to cover over.
Yeah, there's definitely a name for that. I should know
platter.
After all that.
Covered platter, I guess. Glass.
Something like that. It's like
Tracy might look at
it. I should know. No.
Figure it out.
I should look at my bad bathroom.
Yeah, well, we're staying at the Hyatt, which is right on Town Lake.
Town Lake, which is actually a river.
Which divides north and south in Austin, and east and west is divided by Congress, which is a street that runs right up to the Capitol.
That's right.
And right at the dead center of 0 East, 0 West, 0 North, 0 South is 1 million bats, which we could see out of our window during the migration last night. Everybody goes lines up along the side, and it's just kind of like black speckles everywhere. We might go down there and see.
Yeah, if we go down there, it might be cool. Just
we'll
to
see if
see
we
once.
Got time.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Not that fascinating. You know, you see flocks of birds all the time. But
yeah.
I guess if you didn't go out for nightlife or anything, it might be a nice detour.
That's true.
Yeah. So we're cruising around, and so they call everything south of Town Lake SoCo.
Yeah.
South Congress. And that has a bunch of clubs and things, and boot stores, and Western wear, and punk stuff, and very, trendy stuff. Little private stores, private owned, people put a lot of, personal work in. It's so nice to see those, because, everything in the freeway is, urban sprawl. It goes, Starbucks, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Lowe's, you know, Walmart, Starbucks, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Lowe's, over and over. And the Starbucks have these, freeway signs, kind of like the McDonald's ones do, that are way up in the air, and they're, two-story Starbucks logo.
They are pretty big.
It
they're,
is the
bigger
biggest Starbucks
store,
sign I've ever seen in my life. It's bigger than the whole store. It's crazy.
It
it's a big circle, you know. I guess everybody drives here. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah,
big state.
The freeways are massive.
We learned what a parking space was. We had to figure that out. I saw some signs about it on the L back in Chicago when they were talking about what is a parking space.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this, they're in the cement. There's they have yellow or white lines, and you have to put your car between them, and sometimes they have little messages like a handicapped person, wheelchair person, and, I'm not used to those. We're not used to driving at all.
You're silly.
But we've been cruising in the Impala.
Impala.
They make police cars out of Impalas.
Do they?
Yeah.
They can blend in.
Oh, well. But the Halcyon was okay. It was on the bottom of our list of recommended coffee houses.
Yeah. It was close to the hotel.
So we, so there's SoCo has got some nightlife. We went to the Continental Club last night.
We did.
And we also cruised around 6th Street.
What was his name? Dave Watson or something?
I think that's pretty close. Dave
Watson. Johnny
Cash. Lookalike.
Lookalike, yeah.
Wannabe, maybe. He's pretty good.
He was good. Did some nice dancing. Two-stepping.
We're learning how to two-step at the Continental Club.
It looks really easy once you learn.
The place looked really nice and outside, like a really formal lounge. But inside it was definitely a blues,
I know.
A rockabilly bar.
They definitely didn't need to dress up
together.
Especially
if they got old dudes that they're like 60 and they're... spend all their time in the gym, and they're in there with cut-off t-shirts and cowboy hats and dancing
funny.
With young girls.
Remind me of the Wild Horse Saloon. Not quite, but some of those guys.
Oh, the people, yeah. All these country C&W places, they have the token old dudes with the gray white hair who can dance, but they do it really slow and Sometimes I think they pay him to go because they get other people to dance too.
I think so.
Because they're easy to follow because they don't go fast.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to figure out how to do a two-step.
We got some of the basic down, but...
How do you think it works? I could have kind of just figured out last time.
Well, the basics... But then there's one where you turn out and you can walk side by side to each other. We haven't been able to get into that going.
I was thinking...
And you go around in a circle.
I was thinking it's just like swing dancing, but without the rock step.
It seems like it.
Like triplet, 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 triplet. Left triplet, right triplet, left
triplet. Yeah, that's what it seems like to me.
So I don't really know. We've been trying to find this Austin Chronicler, which has all the live gigs.
I thought I was going to look up.
Tracy's going to look up that website. It has a list of all live bands and music and scenes. And tonight we're going to go see some fiddlers.
That'll be cool.
At this arts
see something. If it's like the station in or not.
On Mar. Yeah. I guess
I want to get my hopes up.
Yeah, we can't compare it to that.
We can't
it's really
compare
different.
It's probably, yeah.
Because I think we've learned it. It's not country music. It's all kinds of music. It's mm-hmm. live music. Swamp rock. That was funny to hear that. People's accents aren't too thick here, too. They have a slight one, but not really.
Yeah, not so bad.
You gotta get away from Austin. Probably out in the country a little
bit. Yeah. We went
towns.
We were with their new brothels on our way from San Antonio up here.
Yep.
Stopped at the new brothels smokehouse.
I guess it's a German town.
Which is like, oh yeah, I think kind of.
It was like, was it Cracker Barrel or Old Country
It was
buffet?
Like Cracker Barrel. It was new brothels smokehouse where we ate.
Yeah. Except they had German food.
It was good.
So, I forget which one's which. Cracker Barrel and Old Country Buffet, they're like the same thing.
Old Country
they?
Buffet is like a super buffet where you go. Cracker Barrel's like sit down and eat Southern.
Which one has the store?
Cracker Barrel.
So it was like a Cracker Barrel.
I haven't been to Old Country Buffet for ages.
But they had different kind of stuff. It was like a little more saloon-ish. A lot of the stores are really interesting. They have a lot of like detail art all over them. And there's all kinds of really cool. There's like. There must be like 1,000 different places you can go hear music. Then they say there's like, you said a couple
2,000?
Thousand, couple thousand bands here a year, 200 venues I think.
A week or a year?
All concurrently playing.
Oh.
So there's 200 places you can go see live music in a night, any given night.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
crazy.
It's crazy. Notice the homeless people are all white.
Yeah. They're kind of
like 30-year-old. White hillbilly kind of look.
Seattle homeless people, a little bit.
Yeah, they wandered in from the country to the city. And I don't know. We walked down 6th Street during the daytime. We must have got asked by almost every person
on
the street.
I guess they think tourists
go there. It was kind of shady during the day, but it was Monday.
Yeah, it was dead.
Things are probably not even open. So that probably means there's a lot of tourists over there, you know, during the week.
I bet.
Weeknights, like Thursday night. So we went country dancing, continental. That was pretty fun.
It was fun.
And then tonight we're going to see fiddles, and then we're going to...
We had good sushi yesterday.
Right.
Michi? Ichi.
Uchi.
Uchi. What was it?
U-C-H-I.
It's U-C-H-I.
It was like a modern American fusion sushi. I mean, it was all sushi foods, Japanese cuisine, but it was kind
of
like presented a little bit of
Suzuki Market
American way.
From Tokyo.
Suzuki.
I don't know if that was just like for a show or if it really did slide in from there.
Well, they probably did fly stuff in.
Well, I guess all kinds of sushi comes from there, so that makes sense.
Maybe.
You still don't usually see it.
That tree is trying to get our attention. Yeah, there's a tree with
but
like.
It was good. We got lucky enough to hit the happy hour time so we didn't get killed by the prices. So it's pretty expensive.
It was really expensive.
We ordered the cheapest stuff on the menu.
Yeah.
I know. It was like tapas. Like it's tapas style, but it's like a $40 tapa.
Yeah. It was
you
really
You could have got a plate of Super
It was still
Toro,
40
Super
bucks for
Toro,
dinner.
Otoro. I would have done it, but it wasn't worth it. $40
yeah,
for a few pieces.
It was a little bit pricey.
I'd recommend it, though, just for a good... Japanese. We hit Japanese today too. We're like on a sushi kick.
I know. We went to Kyoto.
Kyoto for lunch.
Not Japan.
I had my
restaurant.
Bento box. It was pretty good too.
It had really good happy hour.
Definitely not
six,
as good a quality
645.
Of fish as the other place, but I wouldn't expect it to be.
The woman was like, "Well, if you come in with three people and another person joins you, we kick all of you out."
That was funny.
We're pretty tough.
I know.
She said.
She was funny.
I didn't understand what that was about.
It's strict. You have to follow the rules. Seems like it's kind of crazy there.
I don't know. She was Thai. She's from Thailand, though. She was in Japanese or Korean.
Otherwise, what have we been doing? We went to the pool yesterday.
Yep. Chilled out. We went to the sun, chilled out. We went to this Uncorked.
Uncorked, yeah, the wine store.
This new wine store with expensive wine.
Yeah, it was way overpriced, but it's down right downtown.
Yeah,
it's more of like a
tasting place.
Like in Chicago.
Yeah, it's like a fancy place. You can go taste some wine, buy some wines. And they have some different ones. It's just supposed to be kind of fancy. I keep asking for this Joseph Pierre.
I don't think they distribute it here.
It must not. But like it says, like this is the wine that the Queen of England drinks, you know. And
have you seen that at any places that but Allen's?
Yeah.
You have?
I think they have a Treasure Island.
Do they have a Treasure Island?
I think they even had it in Michigan everywhere.
They probably just don't. Yeah, because remember those? There's all these laws about where you can ship stuff to. They probably can't ship that one in. Although I think you could ship French anywhere, but
maybe not. Maybe they don't make enough money on it, or just not market for it, or
yeah,
it's like perfectly between all those like really pricey like Bollinger and Tattinger champagnes, and the cheap ones. But that's fine.
Oh well, we found a cheap one. That's all right. Jacob's Creek.
Yeah,
it's all right.
We actually tasted it at the Uncorked.
It tastes a lot better at that place, but. I think that's just excited to taste. Whenever you taste, it always tastes better than when you drink a lot.
Oh, it's exciting to be in, up and out. And
that's true.
At the end of the night, you're probably tired. And
yeah.
You don't appreciate it as much.
We've got a nice room with a view of the whole city and the river.
Yeah, it's real nice. Austin's a nice town.
It's
kind of spread out.
Definitely come here for a weekend.
It's not like one. I mean, there's some sections to it. It seems like it's kind of like it's filtered throughout the city. Like, there's little places everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like we could even do everything.
No.
I don't even know how you could even see it at all. Let alone go.
We haven't done any of the outdoorsy stuff. There's supposed to be a lot of, like, hiking and...
It feels like the stuff changes so much that it's probably hard to do a guidebook on it. But I don't know, maybe some of the stuff does stick around.
Yeah, some of it has to.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go canoeing tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, if it warms up a little bit, we've had some rain. Well, overcast.
The humidity's killing me.
Yeah. Tracy figured out why people have big hair.
Yeah, you might as well just go with it. Go with the humidity and give yourself big hair.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about it. So, we're just going to chill out tonight and give you a more update on Austin.
We're
going
to go vintage shopping.
Maybe
that's
we'll
what
find
I want to do. Thrift shopping.
Yeah. There's like five.
I got
or six.
A cowboy hat at Walmart the other day for $7. Can't beat that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been kind of chilling out, looking at some of our wedding videos and recollecting.
Yep.
Everything.
We'll have a podcast about that at some point in time.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Well, I guess that's enough from the spider house.
That's enough from the spider house.
Hope you liked our wind chimes. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Ciao.